no moral equivalency between the KKK, the neo-Nazis, and anybody else. They're not, anybody else is not the issue.
Work starting today on one of the president's campaign promises.
Negotiators for the U.S., Canada, and Mexico are beginning talks today on reworking the North American Free Trade Agreement. During his campaign last year, Donald Trump vowed to pull the U.S. out of NAFTA. Trump blames the agreement for lost manufacturing jobs and depressed wages.
That's Sharon Reed reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
Confederate statues not the only statues making news as someone spray-painted a message on the Lincoln Memorial sometime early yesterday morning. A National Park Service spokesman says,
it looks to be an expletive directed at perhaps law enforcement.
Work to remove that red paint began yesterday. Roy Moore, the top vote-getter in an Alabama Republican special Senate primary yesterday, but not clinching his party's spot on the ballot, the evangelical Christian who was removed from the bench for refusing to remove a Ten Commandments monument from courthouse grounds, did gain the most votes, but not enough to avoid a runoff election against Senator Luther Strange, who had the president's endorsement. Representative Mo Brooks does not advance to the next level. The final vote will come later this year to fill the seat left vacant when Attorney General Jeff Sessions took that job. Remember, we're available not just on the radio, but also online at usaradio.com.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Americans are racking up debt at record levels. A new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York shows total household debt in the U.S. hit more than $12.8 trillion in the year's second quarter. That's up more than $50 billion from 1 year ago. This could turn things around if you win. Powerball fever surging as tonight's jackpot climbs to $430 million. That's the 12th largest prize in the history of all U.S. lotteries. It's all because no one's hit the jackpot in more than 2 months. Before they visit the place where Elvis Presley passed away, many Elvis fans have been stopping by the place where Elvis was born. Randy Bell has more on this 40th anniversary since the passing of the king.
It's been a big week in Tupelo. Thousands of Elvis fans visiting his birthplace on their way to Memphis to mark the 40th anniversary of his death.
Born through a party in the county.
Dick Guyton heads the Elvis Presley Memorial Foundation, and he says he knew this 40th anniversary would draw big crowds.
It's everything that I thought it would be and more. And Memphis is seeing the same thing.
Many of the fans who came through Tupelo this week took part in last night's candlelight vigil at Graceland. Randy Bell in Jackson.
And pro wrestling legend 68-year-old Ric Flair is recovering from surgery yesterday. There have been reports that he was dealing with a heart-related issue. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. The funeral mass is at St. Paul Cathedral in Oakland, Pennsylvania. It's open to the public as space allows. Meanwhile, retirement appears to be going pretty well for former President Obama and the former First Lady, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
A photo circulating on the internet shows the former president snapping a picture of former First Lady Michelle Obama on Friday on the deck of music mogul David Geffen's luxury yacht off the South Pacific island of Moorea. The Obamas have been vacationing in French Polynesia for nearly a month with music superstar Bruce Springsteen, Oscar winner Tom Hanks, and media powerhouse Oprah Winfrey. Since leaving the White House, Obama has spent time in California playing golf, in the Caribbean kite surfing with billionaire Richard Branson, and taking in a Broadway play, followed by dinner with U2's Bono.
And remember, we are powered by WesternJournalism.com. Check it out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Time is 9:03. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now. Moro says it's beautiful out there. And the temperature is 54 degrees, clear skies. No chance of precipitation today. Weather Underground says that for April 18th, sunny, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows around 40, southeast winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of sprinkles in the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, southeast winds at 5 to 10. On Thursday, cloudy with a chance of showers, warmer with highs in the upper 60s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Friday, cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny, warmer in the highs in the upper 70s. Saturday, partly sunny, much cooler with highs in the 60s. Sunday, rain likely, highs in the lower 50s, chance of rain 60%. Temperatures in our area: 52 in Quakertown, 53 in Raritan, 56 down in Kingwood, 52 in Frenchtown, 46 up in Hackettstown, and 52 in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunter, and Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2800.
The funeral mass is at St. Paul Cathedral in Oakland, Pennsylvania. It's open to the public as space allows. Meanwhile, retirement appears to be going pretty well for former President Obama and the former First Lady, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
A photo circulating on the internet shows the former president snapping a picture of former First Lady Michelle Obama on Friday on the deck of music mogul David Geffen's luxury yacht off the South Pacific island of Moorea. The Obamas have been vacationing in French Polynesia for nearly a month with music superstar Bruce Springsteen, Oscar winner Tom Hanks, and media powerhouse Oprah Winfrey. Since leaving the White House, Obama has spent time in California playing golf, in the Caribbean kite surfing with billionaire Richard Branson, and taking in a Broadway play, followed by dinner with U2's Bono.
And remember, we are powered by WesternJournalism.com. Check it out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Time is 9:03. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now. Moro says it's beautiful out there. And the temperature is 54 degrees, clear skies. No chance of precipitation today. Weather Underground says that April 18th, sunny, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows around 40, southeast winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of sprinkles in the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, southeast winds at 5 to 10. On Thursday, cloudy with a chance of showers, warmer with highs in the upper 60s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Friday, cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny, warmer in the highs in the upper 70s. Saturday, partly sunny, much cooler with highs in the 60s. Sunday, rain likely, highs in the lower 50s, chance of rain 60%. Temperatures in our area: 52 in Quakertown, 53 in Raritan, 56 down in Kingwood, 52 in Frenchtown, 46 up in Hackettstown, and 52 in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunter, and Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamber.com. So here's the story. I go through BrownieLocks.com. I look at all the special days, and I notice in the middle of April, April 20th, is Get to Know Your Customer Day, and I couldn't think of anybody better. There is somebody that's in my midst that knows this better than most, and that's Laura Cummins from Nine Dots Consulting and the Director of Membership and Marketing here at the Hunter Chamber of Commerce. So I said, Laura, come on over. Can you be part of the show and give our listeners some tips on what it's like to get to know your customers? She said, I'm all in. So here she is. So we got Laura Cummins here with us. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Good morning.
So what's going on?
Well, I was wondering before we got started with our program today,
yes,
if it would be possible to talk about the upcoming Women's Business Summit.
I haven't heard anything about this Women's Business Summit, so why don't you give us some enlighten us?
Absolutely. Thank you. I love your sense of humor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, it's been, well, it's obviously a lot of marketing coming out of the Chamber of Commerce and from with Michelle Heide and everything, but it's there's never enough. Right.
Absolutely. So we're actually going into our eighth year.
That's cool.
Of the Women's Business Summit. And one of our chamber members, Ann Thornton, mm-hmm, of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, she basically was the catalyst behind developing the Women's Business Forum of Hunterdon County. So
yep,
not only was she the catalyst for the Women's Business Forum, but she's also one of our sponsors. She puts together a scholarship sponsorship every year, mm-hmm, and 10 students, nonprofit organizations, or a woman who's transitioning back into work,
yep,
can apply for this scholarship to come to the summit. So
I
a
love
big
that.
Shout out to,
yeah,
Ann Thornton of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling.
She's Ann puts her money where her mouth is, and she wants to make sure that there's no excuse.
Absolutely.
So
agree with
she
that
gives away line. These scholarships to make sure that when somebody says, there's people who we have folks in the chamber to call people up to remind them that it's happening because everybody's busy. And one of the excuses that everybody says, I can't afford it. Well, Ann takes away that excuse.
Yeah.
If
and
you
her,
really want to go, she'll pay.
Yeah. And her background is education. So she truly values education, expanding your knowledge. So that's another reason why she enjoys supporting this particular sponsorship every
yep,
year.
Yep.
So, again, big thanks to Ann Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to give a shout out to our outstanding committee. We have Rena Kamens, who is from College Career and Life. She is now our chair of Women's Business Forum.
Mm-hmm.
We have Michelle Heide of Pat and Heide and Associates. We have Dawn Hartfelder from Norwest Cap. We have Colleen Durer from Family Promise.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Linda Quartuccio from Vision Auto Glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have, Gina Kleiman's from Digital Arts, which is outstanding.
Yep.
And then we also, of course, have myself as part of the committee. So very grateful and very thankful to all of our committee members who partake every month to help put together not only the summit, but our lunch and learns that we hold on a quarterly basis.
It's interesting to make sure that people understand that the summit is a great culmination. It's an annual event. It's gone on for 8 years.
Exactly.
But you guys do things all year round.
We do.
It's not a one-and-done thing.
No. And it's all education-based.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that not only our members, chamber members, but also the community as a whole definitely has, you know, these forums to go to acquire knowledge to help them to grow their businesses and also help them personally as well.
Right. Cool. So in addition to the marketing for the business that for the Women's Business Summit that's going on, we have some introductions of keynote speakers that actually have participated on the radio.
Absolutely.
And we got a couple more coming up, right?
We do. So this afternoon, we have Maria Semple from Prospect Finder coming into the studio for a special edition of Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly. So Maria is definitely going to share her professional journey with listeners, but also provide some highlights as far as what she's going to talk about during the summit, which is using technology to build your personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
And then we also have tomorrow on Good Morning Hunterdon, we have the Honorable Donna M. Simon,
mm-hmm.
and she will also be sharing her professional journey as well, and what she's going to be talking about during the upcoming summit. So, and then all of our other speakers we did have in the studio already, and the podcasts are available. If you go to the Chamber's Facebook page or LinkedIn page, you will definitely be able to find those podcasts, or obviously go on to HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Yep.
We also have all those archives listed there. Our first guest was Rena Kamens. Wow, I thought I knew Rena. I learned so much more about her just by listening to that podcast. She has an outstanding, extraordinary background. So I know she has a lot of great things to share during her segment, which is continuing education and professional growth, which
mm-hmm.
is outstanding.
Yep.
And then we also had Mayor Janice Kovach in the studio with another, again, special edition of Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly. I always enjoy listening to the mayor. She is, oh my gosh, her energy,
yep.
her insight, her spunk. I mean, just the things that she accomplishes. And to be a mayor of an award-winning town here in Hunterdon County, definitely very proud of her.
And a Democrat.
And a Democrat,
I'm not poo-pooing that. I'm not putting it down.
No.
I'm just saying that it's unique.
I don't think she would ever take it that way.
people take things out of context. What can I say? I don't think she would.
No.
But we're in the midst of a very Republican area here.
Correct.
So she flourishes in a Republican area as a Democrat mayor.
I think it's definitely a lot to do with her personality. She's
mm-hmm.
just very authentic, and she's very real, and people just really enjoy talking to her.
Yep.
So she definitely has a very personable quality to her.
Right.
So
yep.
her segment, again, learned a lot from her. I thought I knew enough about her, but I definitely learned some additional items mm-hmm. as well. So that was pretty exciting.
Yep.
And then we also had in the studio, we had Kathleen McQuiggan,
mm-hmm.
who is our keynote speaker. And she's coming all the way from New England to talk to us during the summit about how we can invest in women, not only when it comes to businesses, but also organizations as well.
Mm-hmm.
And her background is unbelievable. The different programs that she has created to help women not only get into the financial industry,
mm-hmm.
but to also acquire leadership roles
yep.
Within the financial industry. So she is another individual who is a visionary and is definitely somebody that you don't want to miss listening to as far as her insight and thoughts, as far as how we can keep women moving forward
mm-hmm.
in business, because that is our theme this year. And I know the committee is very excited about the theme.
Yep.
And I think we as women have made great progress, but there's so much more that we need to do and accomplish. Yep. And really starting by educating the younger generation so they have a little more of an edge moving forward.
I was listening to Kathleen McQuiggan's podcast, and she threw a stat out that shook me, and it was that 80% of women die single.
Yes.
And I,
that was staggering.
And I inferred from that 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 women need to make sure that they are financially independent and financially well-versed, financially knowledgeable about taking care of themselves, because she said 80% of men die married and 80% of women die single. So at some point, a woman is going to be independent and single and needs to make sure she's taking care of herself.
Yeah, I think I read a stat somewhere where they were saying that the average lifespan for a woman present day is 92 years of age.
Yeah. And it's increasing every 6 months.
It is.
It's because of medical care and technology. So
it even makes more sense now,
yep,
to start creating a nice financial blueprint for yourself,
mm-hmm,
and understand your finances as well. Absolutely. Yep. So really looking forward to Kathleen's keynote presentation.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be very
multifaceted. Multifaceted, no doubt.
So that event's going to happen next Tuesday, April 25th, at Hawk Point Golf Club up in Washington. And it is a fantastic facility. You actually feel as though you are in Colorado. It just has that vibe to it. So it's nice. It's a nice retreat. So if you want to escape work for the day and enjoy an education retreat, we definitely highly recommend that you join us.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some seats available, but they are going fast. And if you would like to purchase a ticket, it is $80 for chamber members and BW Nice members, and then $95 for non-members as far as general admission. But you can go to huntertonchamber.org and go to our events page, and we definitely have a sign-up through our website that you can purchase your tickets.
Cool. Excellent. And
so thank you for that.
Sure, no problem. It's all next week, so it's around the corner now. I remember doing a couple years ago, I did an ad for Michelle, and we played, I think the theme was something about lions or something like that, so I had Katy Perry's Roar in the middle of that one. That was fun. Anyway, it's fun, and it's great to hear that all the success and the buzz that comes out of that. So, Laura Cummins, you are part of the Chamber of Commerce, Director of Marketing and Director of Membership here, and obviously you being part of this committee to set up for the Women's Business Summit is to make sure that the 8th annual is meeting the demands of the customers, people who are coming to enjoy it.
Correct.
And so that means that you have to get in the heads of all the potential paying customers that want to be there.
Correct.
Along with your plethora of career and other experiences of helping other customers, other businesses learn about their customers. So on the 20th of April is Get to Know Your Customers Day. Obviously, it should be more than one day out of 365. But we figured we'd give you some ideas about how to break the glass, that unsung barrier that's between you, the business owner, and the customer. Now, I was thinking about this,
mm-hmm,
and I'm going to set the stage for you, and then I'm going to let you run.
Okay.
But I figured there's four different scenarios that I can imagine. And the only one that doesn't work is when the customer doesn't want to hear from you and when you don't want to hear from the customer. That's the only one that doesn't work, because nobody's going to make an effort to get to know each other, and that's almost doomed to failure. But the other ones are two of them are a little more challenging, and the other one's obviously a piece of cake. If the customer is interested in getting to know you and you're interested in getting to know them, that's like lighting a match on dry tinder, and it just all of a sudden it just takes off. It's the other two that are a little more challenging. So I was trying to figure that out. The other thing that I came to mind was, you know, I think about, let's say it's an ice cream parlor or a Hallmark card store where people come in to browse.
Sure.
But that's not all the different scenarios. We, you know, Ann Thornton doesn't get to browse, doesn't have people coming browsing into her store all the time. Technology doesn't come browsing into the store. So when you throw technology or the fact that the place of work is not necessarily in this, in the retail store itself, there's another challenge, another hurdle that has to be overcome. So those are the things that I was thinking of, and I'm sure you got tons of ideas for us. So where do we go from here?
Well, I think what I'm going to do is share some of my past experiences, just so that way it helps to pull everything together, especially once I share some facts and some general points and tips and so forth.
Okay.
From my experience, you know, working for a couple of international companies, going out, my main job was to interact with customers, get to know them, and not only help them build their business, but to help them succeed and do well on a whole level, not just the business, but also their team.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very involved. So you do have to take the time to get to know your customer. And,
right.
And how do you do that? So before we go into those tips, I think we just have to have a couple of things just to generally consider.
Okay.
And I think the one thing is, and here's a fact that I'm going to share with you. Research shows that 76% of marketers claim they know what their customers want. 76%.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah, it sounds pretty confident.
Only 34% of them have ever asked them.
Right.
So that right there is a big problem.
Wow.
So the whole entire point of our conversation is what? Get to know your customer. So the first thing that you don't want to do ever is to assume.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people definitely do that. And I don't want to generalize, but just based on conversations that I have with people,
sure.
Sometimes that is just something that we default to. We generalize.
Well, it's an easy way out.
It's an easy way out because when you have to get to know your customer, there is legwork involved. There is research involved.
Yep.
So the number one thing I would say to people is never assume. And it's very interesting that you brought up different styles of businesses, whether it's retail-based, whether it's service-based. Whatever the base of your business is, you want to know your customer, and you have to understand the demographic or the demographics in which you are working with, because that's going to help you tremendously as well, because now you're going to understand the language or the style of marketing that you're going to incorporate based on your demographic or, again, demographics.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, for example, you were talking about a retail store. The one thing I always highly suggest to people is invest into a really good CRM system.
Okay.
I think there are so many out there. There are some that are designated to a particular industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, my background is the spa and hospitality industry. So there are so many CRM programs out there. But you want to find one that really complements your style of business. And that's a CRM system is a great way for you to keep track of your customers, not only their spending and buying habits, but you can keep notes on your customers as well. And that helps not only you, but your whole entire team speak a common language.
Yep.
And that's really important because let's say, Chris, you and I are working together and you're out on vacation. And now this customer, who's a great customer of ours, calls, they have a concern, but you're not there and it needs an immediate response. Well, if we're on top of our CRM system, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to go into that database. You're going to have your notes in that system. I'm going to be able to read the details and to be able to try to provide a solution for that customer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just getting to know your customer, but it's also the follow-up and nurturing those relationships, which is obviously very, very important.
Yeah, and that introduces a whole business process if you're going to have a CRM system. The worst thing you can have is a CRM system that you don't keep updated.
Correct.
That's
correct.
That's a disaster.
That is a disaster. Because, again, that that hurts you in the sense where, let's say, for example, you were talking about national days.
Right.
So let's say this Friday is National Wear Red Lipstick Day.
Mm.
Well, if I'm really on top of not only my inventory of my business, but also the spending habits of my customers, I can now go into that CRM system, if it's set up that way, to pull all of my customers who like what? Red lipstick.
Red lipstick, yep.
And now I can create a promotion and send it through Constant Contact. I can send it through my social media. Heck, if I want to be really crazy and adventurous, I'll even have my staff call those customers and say, hey, did you know that this Friday is Wear Red Lipstick Day? Mm-hmm. Do you know that we're offering a buy one, get one?
Yep.
That right there, you're creating not only a buzz, not only are you creating brand awareness for your company, but simultaneously you are building and nurturing a relationship with the customer, because now you're acknowledging them that they like red lipstick. And, wow, how did you remember that I liked red lipstick?
Yep.
So it is a way of building that relationship with your customer.
Sure.
You can take it a step further. You can really, again, with your CRM system, if you have it set up correctly and you're keeping a great track of your inventory, your services in that system, you can identify your top 20 customers, which I always say to people, if you can, definitely do that, because they're the people that you want to nurture. You want to nurture everybody, but even more so your top customers, because what do your top customers do for you? They help promote you to other people.
Yeah,
so if you keep on nurturing them and building those relationships with those individuals, they're going to also talk about your business and help you grow your business as well. So it's another way of utilizing your CRM system. So,
and that's the 80-20 rule.
It is the 80-20
rule. So if you're nurturing your top 20 customers, chances are that's 80% of your business.
Correct.
So that's keeping you afloat, and then the gravy is the rest of it.
So that's what happens to a lot of service-based businesses, is they know they only have so many customers that they can work with, so they really nurture and build the relationships with their existing base, and that's crucial. But you have to take the time to do that, and it takes, again, a little more effort, but if you designate that time every day, every week, you're definitely going to see the growth, and you're going to see your business succeed and definitely do well.
Cool. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Laura Cummins from Nine Dots Consulting, giving us some tips about knowing your customer. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterChamber.com.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Since a long, long time, can I get to know you better?
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and Hunter.com. Laura Cummins is with me. We're getting to know our customers, and she's giving us some advice about CRMs. I just wanted to chime in real quick about that. The big CRM that's out there is Salesforce. It's the dominant, it's the Xerox of customer relationship, but that's not the only one.
Correct.
And in fact, there are some that are open source. Now, you need somebody to be able to come in and install it for you, but the software is free. So you pay one way or another. In terms of Salesforce, you pay on a monthly basis, and you can set up everything, and everything gets it can blossom from a very small program and very, very finite to it can get fairly sophisticated.
Correct.
So if you want to do some research about that, talk to somebody like Laura, talk to somebody like myself in the technological field, and we can help you understand what those CRM options are. But you wanted to close up on some other CRM topics.
And I think just to reinforce what we were talking about when it comes to a CRM system, mm-hmm. and that's making sure that your team is utilizing all of the components
yep.
of the CRM, because that's the only way it's going to really work when it comes to building those relationships with your customers. And most
sure.
importantly, having you and your team speaking a common language. People go on vacation, people get sick,
yep.
people leave.
Yep.
And, you know, it's that program that keeps the business together, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to customers. So
it's documenting the relationship.
It's documenting the relationship. Another thing I would highly suggest is most CRM systems offer ongoing education that typically is not an additional charge. Take mm-hmm. advantage of it. If they offer webinars,
yep.
if they're willing to come on site,
yep.
take advantage, because they're always doing updates to the systems, and you want to make sure that you are clear on how to utilize those updates as well. So
mm-hmm.
continuing education for your staff is crucial, especially when it comes to your CRM program. But, you know, let's say, for example, you're not a mid-sized to large company and you may be a one-person operation. You do have options there as well to keep yourself honest when it comes to tracking information on your customers.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help you not only keep yourself organized and on point, but it will help you with your marketing and your promotion, depending on the type of business that you do have, whether you're retail-based or whether you are more service-based.
Yep.
And then, you know, for example, like, again, the spa industry, you're dealing with retail and service, so you do have both of those entities taken into consideration.
Yeah. Yeah, they start out pretty small. All you're trying to do is get your customer information in there.
Correct.
And then they start to hook into other options. They hook into your phone system. You can keep track of your phone calls. They hook into your email system, so they keep track of the emails. As you said, it's a great way to document the history
Correct.
Of your relationship, because if you start to expand, if you are good at what you do, you're going to need other people to read that information. Otherwise, it's stuck in your head, and that's not going to be of any service to the rest of your employees.
You can take it a step further, and if you have a pretty solid CRM system in place, let's say, for example, you did grow your business and now you want to sell it.
Yep.
That makes you that much more valuable.
That's right.
Because now you have a strong database that person can now utilize and further grow that business.
Sure. Sure.
It's pretty exciting.
Yep. And it all is documented for the purchasing, the future purchaser, that here's the customers, here's the profit margin, here's the revenue of these customers.
The trends that you could pay attention to. And not only that, but your own forecasting, you're absolutely right.
Yep.
You can look at last year's numbers and see where you are present day, and are you on track? And if you're not, what mm-hmm. do you have to do to, you know, obviously meet your budget for this upcoming year?
Yep.
So, yes, there's a lot that you can do with that CRM.
It's also calendar-based, so if you're seeing that you're not paying attention to, you have your top 20 customers, and you see that somebody hasn't been paid a call, that's the time to go and knock on their door or
exactly.
go out for lunch.
Exactly. Or if you haven't seen somebody in a while, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be something very simple as, you know, maybe they are transitioning to a new job and they just haven't had a time to come into your business. Or maybe something more intense had happened and you never know how you can be helpful to that individual.
Sure.
So, yes, it's great how you can keep track of your customers and nurture and build those relationships. And that's the one thing I think everybody should pay attention to, whatever industry that you are in, is just make sure your staff has those resources available to them.
Yep.
It's so crucial, and they'll be grateful and appreciative in the long run as well.
It's mobile-based, too. You can, most cases, you can walk around with your smartphone and have all that information at your fingertips. That's huge.
In comparison to where it was 10 years ago to present day, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. Cool.
So I think, again, just to kind of wrap up that part of our conversation, is the CRM is definitely important.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming, don't ever do that, because you know what happens when you assume.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Been the vaudeville show I've ever seen.
Exactly. And the other thing to definitely take into consideration is always ask your customers. Talk to your customers.
Well, so this is funny.
It could take a five-minute conversation, and you think you know that person. Look at our radio programming. That's a prime example. I mean, we have people who come into the studio we see on a regular basis, and we think we know them.
Mm-hmm.
But then they come into the studio, and we learn 10 more things about them.
Yes. People are three-dimensional, folks.
They are three-dimensional.
they just don't have that one side that has to do with business. So if you get to know more about them, their extraneous parts of them, you get a better relationship.
So I think maybe some of the things that people can take into consideration besides their CRM program is another layer that we have presently that we didn't have 15 years ago is social media.
Yes.
So social media, it can be very valuable if implemented correctly. I know one of the platforms that I really like on a professional level is LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out a lot about other businesses. You can find out a lot about professionals. You can find out different things about maybe even your existing customers, like an article that they had written or a speaking engagement that they're preparing for.
Yep.
So, you know, if they won a special award, you may not find it in the local paper like we used to 15 years ago. Now you're going to see it on social media. So what you can do, again, to nurture, build that relationship, is to send them a congratulatory note. Send them an old school handwritten note congratulating them, not an email, sending them a note congratulating them on that outstanding award that they were given. So that's how social media can definitely be implemented to help build those relationships.
Sure. And LinkedIn now is making it even easier for you to do that. Many times it will remind me, I get reminders every day about people's birthdays, people's anniversaries, people's awards, and it kind of prompts me to send out a quick text message to them to say, hey, happy birthday.
Exactly.
And that's all it takes.
You can't always send a card, but if you can send a text or an email, I know people definitely appreciate that acknowledgement.
Yep.
So, and again, I think one of the simplest methods to build your customer base is to just take the time to have conversations with them. So even if you schedule quarterly coffee meetings, or you go out to lunch, or you play golf together.
Mm-hmm.
It's just taking the time to build those relationships and get to know your customers and what is presently going on, not only professionally, but maybe also on a personal level as well. And you never know how you can support and help one another.
Right. So I was going to ask you a question, because there are certain people, present company included, that are introverts, believe it or not, that feel like they are intruding on other people when they are, in this particular case, and I'm using a perception on my part,
sure,
when we're hobnobbing or we're networking and we're intruding on those people's valuable time.
Yeah.
What's your perspective on that?
I think that's a really good point that you bring up. And I think you have individuals who are very good with one-on-one interactions, like a coffee meeting, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have others who can work a room. They can go to a networking event, and they know who they want to talk to while they're at that event because they did their research ahead of time.
Right.
And they have an agenda. They have goals that they're trying to meet while at that particular event. I think for somebody who is more of an introvert, the one-on-one coffee meeting is definitely right up their alley.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, it's more comfortable and it's not overwhelming where there's like 50 other people in the room.
Right.
So I think you have to kind of base it on your personality. Again, you have those individuals who want to be that social butterfly and want to go to those networking events on a regular basis. You have people who will go to different events 3-4 times a week.
Yep.
Just because that's their thing, they enjoy that, and they flourish.
Yep.
Where somebody like yourself who is more introverted, you don't want that type of interaction. That's not your thing, and you like something a little more subtle, more one-on-one, and that's where a lunch or a coffee meeting, or even golf, if you enjoy golf,
mm-hmm.
that's something that you can enjoy more so, and a way of building a relationship with your customer,
yep.
customers.
Yep. But it sounds like I sound like an eighth grader here. So how do I know if my potential customer or my customer is interested in going out to lunch or coffee with me?
Well, again, I think sometimes with customers, they will let you know that they enjoy drinking coffee. So I think right there, it's hearing. I think that's the other point, and I didn't really emphasize it, is that's listening to people. Just really listening to people. Do they like wine?
Mm-hmm.
Do they like coffee? Do they like playing golf? Do they like going to an education event? Because they love acquiring knowledge.
Right.
So it's really listening to people when you do have those conversations. So when you see a certain opportunity come up that you know that they would really enjoy,
mm-hmm.
let's say, for example, there's a big golf event coming up in town, and you know this one customer of yours absolutely loves it, and you're part of that committee that's coordinating that golf event.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to get an extra ticket to that event.
Yep.
Who are you going to call? You're going to call that customer and invite them because you know how much they like golf.
Yep.
Right? If you have somebody who is a coffee connoisseur and they love trying different types of coffee, and now you just built this relationship with this roaster in town, and now they're doing a private tasting, you can invite that customer to the private tasting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely, again, listening to your customer, what their likes are, and if there are opportunities that arise,
right.
that you can invite them and bring them along. And, again, you're acknowledging them. You're making them feel special. It's a memorable experience, and they're not going to forget it. And the most important thing is once they leave that meeting with you or that event with you, guess what they're going to do? They're going to probably most likely take photos
mm-hmm.
while they're there,
yep.
post it to social media,
yep.
and then tell their family and friends what a great time they had because of you inviting them to that particular event or function.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see how subtle Laura is with this? So this all ties together now. So she told you about doing research on your customer. So there's how you learn about wine drinking and coffee drinking. She told you to keep track of all this information in a CRM, so you need that prompting. You need that information to drag out of the CRM so that when that event comes around, you can go and find the particular customers that happen to have that yen, that penchant for that particular item, and then it's a matter of just connecting the dots.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Very cool.
You know, and you can take it a step further.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have certain customers that you know are just very hard to connect with because their schedules are just so crazy and so hectic, they travel internationally, they don't have a lot of free time, their free time is spent with their family and friends,
right.
you can conduct surveys. You can set out quarterly surveys. I know Constant Contact, if you belong to Constant Contact, you'll be able to set up those surveys through their programming.
Mm-hmm.
And what I always suggest, if you do send out a survey, connect a very valuable incentive along with it. Like, for example, if you fill out the survey by Friday, April 21st, will automatically enter your name into a drawing for. And at least that way now you're creating an incentive. And, and based on your business, make sure it's definitely an incentive that is worthwhile. Like, don't do a $10 Visa gift card.
Yeah, it's not. It's got to have the value of their time.
It has to have the value of their time, absolutely. So surveys can be very valuable, just generally across the board, but especially for those individuals who you may not be able to bring to a meeting or a coffee one-on-one and so forth.
Right.
And then the one thing I've noticed a lot of people do just here working at the chamber, and we do it ourselves, is events. You can have a very small event, mid-sized to large event, obviously, depending on the budget that you have for your business. But you can do something very small, as something as simple as having a speaker come in on a particular topic. And if, again, if you know your customers, you can hand select the customers that you know that would appreciate that type of presentation. But it's a way of showing your customers that you're thankful and grateful for their business, and you're adding value to their life by having them come and hear this speaker at this event that you're hosting at your business. And it doesn't even have to be a speaker. It can be clearly just something very social. Let's say, for example, you know a good portion of your customers are foodies. They love food.
Yep.
Why not work with a local restaurant and say, listen, I want to hold this event at your restaurant. Can you maybe do a menu of small bites and partner it with some great local wines? I want to invite my top customers, and this is a great way for me to thank them for their business. But simultaneously, you can show people what your business is all about. You're giving them a sample, a tasting of what you're all about, and now maybe offer them some type of incentive to come back to your restaurant for a full course meal.
So you're partnering two disparate businesses in essence.
Cross-promotion.
Al Ward talks about this all the time, finding a way to bring the two customer bases together.
And not only are you cross-promoting, you're supporting one another's businesses, but you're also building community as well. And there was a great article, I think it was through Forbes, that they were saying that networking is fine, but more and more people, especially, I don't want to keep on using this term, but millennials especially, they find building community is more valuable than networking. And that seems to be very prominent with not just the millennials, but a good portion of Gen Xers as well.
So having a purpose of the group rather than simply the purpose being to get to know each other.
Correct.
Kind of osmosis through action.
It's a common bond.
Yeah.
Because now what's going to happen is, let's say, for example, you have an event for all of your customers that really enjoy good food, good wine. It's going to be very easy for them to talk and interact because it's the food and it's the wine that's going to be an icebreaker. Because as soon as you bite into the food, what's going to happen? You're going to say, oh, my gosh, this is so good.
You bring up a great point, and I've said this years and years and years now. I've made more headway with people as an employer, as a leader of people in a business, as a service provider. I've made more leeway and more relationships outside of business than I have inside business. When you're at a party and you're casually enjoying yourself and having a good time, and the environment is making that mood positive, the relationships flourish in that environment.
Absolutely.
So cool.
I think also too, it's besides getting to know your customers, it's also hiring smart too. Like when you're hiring your team, when you're hiring your staff, you want to hire people that are going to be outgoing and that are going to want to build relationships and get to know people, if that's the type of industry that you are in.
Right.
You know? So having that type of team in place is very important. And I know in the sales world you do have people who are very good openers, and then you have people who are really good at following up. I mean, obviously, if you have an individual who's able to do both open and follow up, that's even better.
Yep.
But, you know, also, too, get to know your own team and know what their strengths are.
Awesome. Yeah, because they're an extension of you.
They're an extension, and implement their strengths. If you have somebody who is a little more introverted, guess what? They're probably the great person, the greatest person, to enter all of that data into your CRM system because they're going to be very thorough and very detail-oriented, and that's fine. You don't. Not everybody has to be, this social butterfly, this major extrovert. You just need that individual who... It's a fusion. It really is a fusion. It's really putting thought into developing the team that you have in place, but most importantly, having goals set in place. I think a lot of times, too, when I talk to businesses, is that they don't have the goals in place, not only for the business as a whole, but also for the individual team members as well. I think having... it doesn't have to be monthly one-on-ones with your team members, but at least quarterly. That's what I used to do. I used to have quarterly one-on-ones with my team. I would show them what they were doing service-wise. I was showing them what they were doing retail-wise. I was sharing positive experiences that customers had had and sharing that information with them. But besides showing them their productivity, I also asked them, how do they feel?
Right.
What would they like to do? What would they like to accomplish? So it wasn't just me talking during that one-on-one. They also had a platform as well. And I find that sometimes when you give employees that open forum, you learn a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it can really help your business grow.
Sure.
Because they sometimes provide valuable ideas that you can implement that you didn't, that you as an employer didn't even think of.
And give them a shot.
Absolutely.
Just because it's not something you thought of doesn't mean it's not an opportunity to try something. And it's empowering your employees to try other things, and they're going to get.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt?
President Trump at a combative press conference with reporters pointing out what the police chief in Charlottesville said. Violence came from both sides during Saturday's protests.
Let me ask you this. What about the fact that came charging, that they came charging with clubs in their hands, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell condemning hate groups in a statement today. The Kentucky Republican said there can be no tolerance for an ideology of racial hatred. McConnell noted that white supremacists, KKK, and neo-Nazi groups were planning a rally in Lexington, Kentucky. He said their messages of hate and bigotry are not welcome in Kentucky and should not be welcome anywhere in America. McConnell's hoping the rally will be canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Sure, you're good at what you do. But if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software.